Nuclear industry observers have been skeptical about the concept from the outset. The traveling wave is a subspecies of a sodium-cooled fast reactor, and the track record of those reactors is not encouraging. A prototype French reactor called Super Phoenix, built in the early 1980s, operated at less than 7% of capacity for 11 years before being shut down in 1996. The Manju reactor, built in Japan in the early 1990s, was shut down for 5 years after a sodium leak and fire in 1995. The machine was restarted briefly before another accident occurred in 2010. It has not been restarted. The problem with sodium is that it has been pretty much impossible to prevent leaks, says nuclear physicist M.V. Ramana, a lecturer at Princeton University's Program on Science and Global Security and the Nuclear Futures Laboratory. Fast reactors in general have never been commercially viable, and I haven't seen anything from TerraPower that suggests that their design will fare any better. Nevertheless, TerraPower remains fully committed to the traveling wave design, says Lutkowski. The company recently signed a high-profile partnership with China National Nuclear Corporation to help commercialize the technology. TerraPower also just opened a laboratory and machine shop of more than 20,000 square feet in Bellevue, Washington. The answer to whether the company is moving away from traveling wave reactors is a wholehearted no.